This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
هذب فؤادك بالحياة فالله قد مدح الحياة وهو الحي إذا رأى عبدا فبرع بالدعاء هذب فؤادك بالحياة فالله قد مدح الحياة وهو الحي إذا رأى عبدا فبرع بالدعاء خلق الملائكة الكرام وسمت كل الأنبياء وحياء أحمد كان كالعذراء في خدر النقاء خلق الملائكة الكرام وسمت كل الأنبياء وحياء أحمد كان كالعذراء في خدر النقاء هو خير ما حمل الرجال وخير ما
آله وصحبه أجمعين. إن شاء الله رب العالمين نحاول نسلط الضوء على هذا الأمر العظيم، أمر في غاية الأهمية وأصل من أصول هذا الدين لمن كان يرجو ويبتغي مرضات رب العالمين، ألا وهو حب الله سبحانه وتعالى للعبد وحب العبد لرب العالمين. إن شاء الله we'll talk about this very serious matter in this religion. As a matter of fact, the whole religion is based on it, which is the love of Allah to His servant and the love of the servant to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So this is very important, the importance of it. Like the brother just told me before I start the lecture, this lecture should take about maybe two, three seconds. All I have to tell you to know how much Allah loves you, you're Muslim. That's it. And we're done. أحد السلف أو بعض السلف صلى وقال عنه أنه بشر الحافي والله أعلم لا يحضرني الاسم الآن صلى صلاة الصبح صلى صلاة العشاء عفوا ثم جاء وكان عند باب داره فقبل أن يدخل ويلج الباب خطر عليه خاطرة فجعل يفكر في هذا الأمر، الأمر ماذا لو كنت غير مسلم، فما يزال هكذا يفكر في هذا الأمر ويتدبره حتى سمع أذان الصبح. One of the Salaf رضي الله عنهم he prayed Salat al-Isha and he was coming home. Once he opened the door, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put something in his heart. His question came to his mind and he says, the question says, what if you were not Muslim? So he stayed at the door and been thinking about it until he heard the adhan of Salat al-Subh. That's how he got back on track. So taken by it, just wondering and pondering after this ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we read the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the mankind except to worship me. So all of us say, okay, the worship is the main thing. The main thing is the worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this worship and based it on something very important, which is this love. The love. فابن القيم رحمة الله عليه في مدارج السالكين قال فأصل العبادة المحبة المحبة فيكون الحب كله لله بل يجب إفراده تعالى بالمحبة فيكون الحب كله له ولا يحب سواه سبحانه وتعالى وإنما يحب فيه ولأجله وحبنا لأنبيائه وأوليائه ورسله وملائكته من تمام محبتنا له سبحانه وتعالى. Ibn al-Qayyim says the ibadah cannot be fulfilled properly except if it is coming from love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said the love should be only to Allah and we should Allah, love Allah and Allah only, love nobody with Allah, but we love for the sake of Allah and we love for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we don't love anybody with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال هذه العبادة إلا لا تتم إلا بأصلين اثنين تمام المحبة وتمام الذل والخضوع. He said this ibadah, your ibadah cannot be fulfilled properly except by two very major important elements. One of them, the complete love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is the complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فمن أحببته ولم تكن له خاضعا لم تكن له عابدا وَمَنْ خَضَعْتَ لَهُ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ مُحِبًّا لَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ عَابِدًا. He said, the one that you would love, you do not submit to, you're not really not worshiping him. And the one that you submit to but you don't love him, you do not worship him. But in order to be considered as a worshipper to that, whatever you love, and you have to love and to submit. So you consider yourself or claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to have full love and full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love and the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not something we can weigh or measure. How do we know how much love, how much mercy, how much rahmah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ni'mah He has on us and He gives us? There is no way you can measure that. وَإِنَّمَا تُقَاسُ بِأَثَارِهَا. You can only talk about rahmah and ni'mah and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by what it gives you, what you see. When you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having mercy on these people, when you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending the rain to all of us, when you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting us from this and that, you can look at the ni'mah, but you can never measure it. As He challenged us subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you even make the intention to go and count and make count of measurement or whatever you want for the ni'mah, you will never get to count it or bring it to account. So Allah subhanahu, how do we know it? إِنَّمَا تُعْرَفُ بِآثَارِهَا. جزاك الله خيرا. والله سبحانه وتعالى جعل لمحبته لعبده علامات ومعايير يعرف بها حب الله لعبده، وكذلك بالنسبة للعبد حتى يدرك أنه يحب رب العالمين لابد أن تكون له هناك بعض الأمور التي يعتمد عليها ويسلكها ويتخذها منهجا في سبيل سلوك هذا الطريق الذي يبلغه إلى محبة الله عز وجل، وهي درجات يتفاضل فيها الناس بعضهم بعضا بقدر المحبة والخضوع والاتباع لرب العالمين ولأمره سبحانه وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do we know? Allah shows us there are signs and indications that shows you that Allah loves you. And there are signs and indications that would tell you that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us can claim we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are some things that if you really do them, if you really adhere to them, enjoying them, you know you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you love anybody, you love everybody, you will do the best to please them. But I would like to look at these signs and indications that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us if we do have them. Follow the Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muttaqeen. These are ayat in Quran. The muttaqeen. When you have the taqwa, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly, you earn His love subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves the muttaqeen. Another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves المحسنين. The muhsinin, those who are kind and generous towards others, human or animals, whatever. But this is one of their qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Those who perform the tawakkul, depending and relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This is a sign that Allah loves you. Another sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah loves the sabirin, the patient one. So you have this quality, you know that Allah loves you. Allah loves you for this quality. You earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, there are things that shows you Allah doesn't love. If you are making one of them, you are not loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah la yuhibbu al-mu'tadeen. Allah does not love the mu'tadeen. The mu'tadeen are those who goes beyond the limits and the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us. They trespass them. Those are mu'tadeen, the transgressors, the oppressors, the unfair, unjust, unrighteous people. Those are mu'tadeen. And Allah said He does not love kull khawan kafur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't love this person who is khawan. The khawan, in another meaning, is the one who steals. And even in the language, the slang, they still say the khawan. وكذلك الخائن والكفور. The one who is cheating himself, who is stealing from himself, the one who is betraying himself when he comes to the iman. And كفور, the one كفار and كفور is the one different meaning in the Arabic language. The one who denounced either the ni'mah of Allah, and this ni'mah can be the ni'mah which we see in the dunya or the ni'mah of the iman. Whatever you denounce by not adhering to it or accepting it, attributing it to whom it should be attributed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why every day in Surah Al-Fatiha, Every day, seven times, 17 times a day. What do you say? اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. You begin Allah seven times a day in Surah Al-Fatiha. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path, the path of those that have earned your pleasure and you are pleased with, and not the path of those whose you have bestowed your anger and those who are misguided. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make you among those He is angry with. And this is some of the things that earned the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many, many. I just mentioned a few of them. And alhamdulillah, that opens the door for us to seek in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you can seek in the Quran more of the ayat, inshallah. Sometimes that in the sunnah, I will mention this regard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allaha yabghudu al-fahish al-badi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. And does not like the fahish, the one who use bad words. And badi also min al-bada'a wa hiya aydan al-ghilda wa shidda wa al-isa'a fi al-alfadi wa al-ta'abir. The one who use bad statements, bad words, you know, all kind of bad words. Those that, if you see somebody curses and use bad words, no, that's a sign Allah doesn't love that person. Allah doesn't love that person, as He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I mentioned, there are many, many hadith that shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Other indication, that's the only thing will make us understand how to earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was given da'wah. And the people of Quraysh, the non-believer came, and he came to the people and said, what this man is teaching you, what is he telling you, what is he trying to convey to you, to love Allah. We love Allah, we ask you to love Allah, we never told you to stop loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was a very, very tense situation because he starts causing this confusion. Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not bringing you nothing new. What is he talking about? This is something we've been doing, we ask you to do, we never stopped you. So what is he bringing as new? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayah, which becomes to some ayah, the ayah of the test. It put everybody to the test. These people who claim to love Allah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, Ya Muhammad, Quran was revealed to him. Say to these people, if you claim that you love Allah, follow me, and Allah shall love you and forgive your sins. So one of the things that you can see and you can tell by yourself that you are on the path of earning the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you love the sunnah, if you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are earning the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you for it, when you make this nawafil, extra ibadat, in fasting, in zakat you give sadaqah, in salat you give these two rak'at prayers, after this, after that, before dhuhr, after dhuhr, and all of these sahih al-majid. As he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith al-Qudsi, which is in sahih Muslim, قال سبحانه وتعالى there is nothing, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said there is nothing, this is the hadith Qudsi, more love to me after what I have made mandatory on my servant than the voluntary ibadat. And my servant continuously observe these voluntary ibadat until I love him. Once I love him, I become his eyesight, I become his hand, I become his feet that he walks with. And the scholars explain what the meaning of it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes your eyesight, meaning you can see and you can tell what is haqq, what is batil, it doesn't mean literally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes, which every Muslim understands. It's just the other meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you see the haqq and batil. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes kuntu yadahu allati yabtishu biha, his hand that he touches hands with, you'll find this righteousness in this way. You will not, alhamdulillah, use your hand for anything which is haram. Same thing with your feet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that righteousness and taqwa that you will not walk with your feet to anything or any place that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the meaning of hadith. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. My servant is continuously getting closer to me by these voluntary ibadat until I love him. That's what we wanted. Allah loves you for that. And you earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this we have to keep into consideration that this ibadat, this salat, this zakat, we have to come and understand in Islam. These are means, these are tools. You should not ever think that ibadah is that's it, you have achieved your goal. No, you use the salat to get something. Salat is not for salat. Salat is to get something. Zakat, you want to get something out of it. And Hajj, you want to achieve and get something out of Hajj. And I'll give you an example for that. فهذه الأمور كما ذكرنا من عبادات من صلاة وزكاة ونسك وقراءة القرآن إنما يجب بالمرء أن يرقى إلى درجة أن ينظر إليها من دار الناظر إلى أنها وسائل وليست أهداف وليست بغايات. والدليل على ذلك حديث أنس بن مالك لما جاء هذا الأعرابي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في البخاري ومسلم وأخرجه الإمام البيهقي قال يا رسول الله متى الساعة؟ فنظر إليه عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال ماذا أعددت لها؟ قال يا رسول الله لا شيء إلا أني أحب الله ورسوله. فقال له عليه الصلاة والسلام أنت مع من أحببت. الله أكبر. This man came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, when is the time? Meaning the time when Allah make unto existence. I look at him sallallahu and said, what have you prepared for it? Asking about the time. What have you prepared for it? He did not tell him, what did you? Did you make your daily prayer? Did you fast Ramadan? Did you make the Hajj? Did you go to Umrah? No, he says, what have you prepared for it? And listen to the answer. The answer goes, the question and the answers, they go together. And he said, what have you prepared? Meaning, when you work, you have something that you finish. You are a carpenter, at the end you say, okay, look, I made this table, I made this. An electrician, yeah, I finished this circuit, I did this, the light is on. You show us what you have achieved. You don't tell me I've used screwdriver, it was a yellow color, I used the Phillips head, I used this one, and I used a plier. You never find the electrician telling you that. He would never tell you the tools he used. They tell you, okay, sir, you can turn the lights on, the fan is working, that one is working, this is finished. He tell you exactly what's been achieved. That's what Rasulullah is asking. Look at the pure, how beautiful is the question. ماذا أعددت له? What have you prepared for? What's your luggage? Listen to the man. He said nothing. Except I love Allah and His Messenger. Does that mean this man doesn't make salah, doesn't make hajj, doesn't make give zakat? No. He's looking at those things are tools. He doesn't want to mention his tools. He mentioned the objective. He mentioned the goal that he has achieved. He said nothing. But I have came to my goal, which is I love Allah and His Messenger. He looked at him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, you are with whomsoever you love. Those who you love, you are with them. Imagine you are with Allah and His Messenger of the Day of Judgment. You are among, of course, the winner. الفائزين إن شاء الله رب العالمين. You are a winner, إن شاء الله رب العالمين. Imagine, as I said, if I love somebody, I have a company, and I love this person. I'll give him the best job, easy job, good salary, good bonus, everything. In the meeting, he sits in the front, for the this seat, get the best food, because you love that person. Imagine if Allah loves you. This is a human being dealing with a human being. You love your wife so much, you buy her this clothes, that perfume, this jewelry. You do anything she asks you. You'll do anything to please her, because you love her. And vice versa, she loves you, she'll do anything for you. This is a human being to human being. Imagine Allah loves. What would He give you? On which level of Jannah would He put you? Of course, He'll be giving the best of the best of the best of the best of the best. And that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we cannot even comprehend or get to imagine. So this is earning the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see how this sahabi answered with a beautiful answer that goes accordingly with the question that he goes asked. And you find the earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to earn His love did not make it difficult for us. He did not make it difficult. There is some other things that make you earn the love and you have to sacrifice a lot. Earning the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made it so easy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to love Him as He loves you subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not in need for you to love Him. But He loves you that He wants you to have that love for Him. Because if you don't love Him, you'll be suffering the shirk, the kufr, and all of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to see His... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislike and hate kufr. And He made it clear in Quran. If you choose the righteousness, يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ Allah loves for you to do righteous and good and have iman and taqwa. If you choose the kufr, لَا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ Allah doesn't like it for you. is not pleased with that, that's for you to be affected with these things. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hadith Qudsi reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi, sanadin sahih, يقول سبحانه وتعالى حقت حقت محبتي. My love is truly given and given by been earned and given to these people. Who are they? The ones who visit each other for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ones who love each other for the love, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the others who the one visit each other, the one who loves each other, visit each other, and the willing to sacrifice things for each other, and the ones who keep the link between them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. المتحابين في المتزاورين في حقت محبتي لي المتناصحين في وآخرهم المتواصلين في. So these are things that we do adhere and perform and observe, and they would lead us towards earning the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his names, Al-Wadud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he will bless those from his servants. جعلوا لهم الرحمن. الرحمن subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with wood, wooden. He'll give them wood. يجعلوا لهم ودا سبحانه وتعالى. والود الودود من الود والود وهو خالص المحبة. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الودود. الودود comes from the word wood. And the wood is the pure love. The wood means pure love. And one of his names subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ودود. And more and other more things other that shows us when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do I get? What do I get when I have this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You'll have Allah. You are always a winner. And the thing when we deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are winner in the dunya and you are winner in the akhirah. You can never get rewarded twice for anybody. If I bring you, do a job for me, you get paid once. Can I pay you twice? No, impossible. Even the one time I pay you, I wanted to bargain, I wanted to save some money from it. Nobody pay you twice. Oh, okay, you did the job, you charged me 50. Here is 50. Guess what? Here is another 50. No way. Give you another tip, another $3, $2. That's it. Allah reward you in the dunya. Look, subhanAllah, as a human being. If I even give you, if you do something for $100, I give you $100, and I want to take good care of tips, I might give you another 20. That's a big tip. Imagine if I'm so generous and I like your work, the best ever I can do that the person would not believe their eyes is to give you double what you charge me. You charge me 100, I'll give you 100. Have you ever heard of somebody who was charged 100 and they give you 5,000? I never heard. If you want to give me 1,000, we would not have set the negotiation at 100 to begin with. You would tell me, go for it. That's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do a little bit, you deserve whatever. Imagine when Allah gives you something in the akhirah. Can it be anything compared to anything in the dunya? Nothing compared to it. Beyond imagination. That's the reward he gets for you for akhirah. Limitless. As nothing like it. He's the only one who pays and rewards that way. More than what you deserve. More even what you were promised. Allah give you what you, he promises you, but he give it to you in a way, in a fashion, that it is beyond our imagination. And you are the winner, as I said, in dunya and akhirah. In the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجْعَلُ لَكَ وُدًّا. Allah make you loved. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be loved by Allah. If you are loved by Allah, you will be loved by his servant. That will last, lead us to the hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in Sahih Muslim, when he said alayhi salatu wa salam, إِذَا حَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلَ قَالَ يَا جِبْرِيلَ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانَ فَأَحِبَّهُ فيحبه جبريل وينادي في أهل السماء إن الله يحب فلان وإني أحب فلان فأحبه أهل السماء من الملائكة ومن النبيين والمرسلين كما تبين لنا من حديث الإسراء والمعراج للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ويجعل له وفي رواية ويضع له الله القبول في الأرض. Imagine when Allah loves a person. He calls Jibreel in person. and Jibreel will have no say-so. Huh? The angels, what's their quality? يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do whatever they are commanded to do. They will never disobey Allah. Imagine Jibreel will have no choice but to love you. And he is doing it out of ibadah. He loves you because he loves Allah. And when he loves you, he knows that Allah is pleased with him. Imagine Jibreel perform this ibadah and he's enjoying it by loving you. Because Allah tells him to love so-and-so. So he wants to please Allah. He loves you. And because he loves Allah, he loves you. Then Jibreel will call all those in heaven. Who are in the heavens? Angels. Besides angels, in Isra and Mi'raj, we learn Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met with all these prophets and messengers. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves you, and Jibreel loves you. Then he called upon those people in heaven. Allah loves so and so, and I do love him, so love you. You'll be loved by all the prophets and messengers and angels. Imagine this quality. How do you earn it? This is why if Allah loves you, if he gets to earn the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And at the end of the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that Allah said he will grant you acceptance, qabul, in earth. There are people you meet the first time and you think you know them for 100 years. Like you guys when you saw me the first time. You thought, mashallah, you know me for so many years. Right? Alhamdulillah. There are people that are individuals, when you meet for the first time, you don't want to be with them in the same place for 1 second. You cannot help it. Fully rejected, because the other side of the hadith, the other half of the hadith, if Allah dislikes a person, he calls Jibreel. Jibreel calls the people in heaven. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him rejection on earth. He's rejected. She's rejected. One of the two. The person you meet, subhanAllah, you know them for 50 years. You get with them, they are very friendly. That's it. You get together, you get along fast. There are some individuals, a'udhu billah, it happens. All of us maybe have experienced it. You just don't want to be around them. It's not you, it's nothing wrong with you. It's just like that's the way it is. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الأرواح جنود مجندة ما تعارف منها اختلف وما تنافر منها اختلف. You cannot help it, it's not up to you. You don't know me, this is the first time I meet you. And you already don't want to have nothing to do with me. It's not up to you. Rasulullah sallam said, the arwah, the souls are like junud, like military soldiers. Like soldiers, the soldiers, what they do? When they face each other, it's getting ready for the war, right? But if they see eye to eye, you find them getting together and training together and sharing knowledge together and being together and becoming one army. So he said, like army soldiers, if they see eye to eye, they get closer and tighter. Now, two group of armies, when they get together, they will fight together. They will face the enemy together. They will be together, too tight, too close. وَمَا تَنَافَرَ مِنْ أَخْتَلَفْ. And those who do not see eye to eye, they will fall further apart and they will get more friction between them. And it's amazing, subhanAllah al-Azim, one time they showed this picture. I've never seen it in my life. It's still vivid in my memory, the borders between India and Pakistan. Have you seen it? When they have those border army facing the other, and there's about like 3 feet between them, and how do you look at each other? The whole day till the shift is over. I will never forget it. They look at each other and it's like it's about to fall on him. It's about to jump on him. The other one is the same way, Indian. Like this, literally. And imagine you have like 20 of them and 20 on the other side, and looking at each other. They're not seeing eye to eye. Otherwise, they'll be drinking tea together or doing something together. But, subhanAllah, I'll never forget it. I've seen it and it's just so horrible that it becomes funny. I hope I can find it. Google it and find it. I'll never forget it. And when they change the shift, they do it in a way to show power. I mean, they hit those shoes on the ground and you hear that noise and how they change the weapon and how they take it and, you know, load it, show you how it's loaded. Go, I mean, it just, wallahi, I cannot find any beautiful picture than that one to explain to us the hadith of Rasulullah. It's the perfect picture ever seen. And I've seen one time with some problems for countries and borders and the military. They felt like, hey, I have no business with this. They were playing soccer together. When the two leaders of the country want to sit them there to fight, you were playing soccer together, having fun. They said, man, we got nothing to do with it. They were playing soccer. It's two beautiful pictures that shows you exactly how it is. If it goes this way, it's that way. It goes this way and that way. And I don't remember, I was still young, I've read in one of the books, it was one of the battles in the old time. Then the like the time of Rasulullah, you know how they start. The dual fight, just Mubaraza, one to one, 2-2, 3-3, before the clash. And they start with 1-1, and these two, before they start, they just look at each other and they start laughing. The guy, what's you laughing? I said, why are you laughing? I said, man, I just thought about it before I came here. I was like, but this guy, man, what am I going to kill him for? What did he do to me? It just don't make no sense. And they said, the other one said, well, I thought about it too, and I was laughing. It's like, what am I stupid? Something like, come here and get killed and go, don't get to go home. But they start laughing, and they sit together, and they start talking about other people are waiting. Then you know what? You tell them, you know what? Forget about it, man. Go back where you belong. I'm going back. And he went back and sat down and said, okay, our duel is over. We supposed to go face each other. We face each other. We got it taken care of. Okay, next. The next ones came and they say, what you know what those two cook talking about? No, and the war never took place. Yeah, everybody's talking about what those two talking about. Can you believe them? It's funny. And they start talking. Then at the end, everybody starts talking. What's going on? What happened? Do you know him? Is he your cousin? Is he your auntie? That's it. And the war never takes place. And that explains to you the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something we cannot. And this is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go to an environment, you find yourself accepted, you find yourself loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the people, you know that you are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahadu tabi'een, لا أذكر اسمه يعني غاب عني اسم كان معه ابن له ودخل عمر بن عبد العزيز الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يشمله برحمته ويرضى عنه رضاء كاملا يا رب. دخل المسجد فقال له قال الأب لابنه قال يا بني كل الناس يحبون عمر بن عبد العزيز فقال الابن يا أبت إن الله يحب عمر فقال وكيف عرفت ذاك يا ابني قال إن الناس لا يحبون إلا ما أحبه الله سبحان الله عمر بن عبد العزيز وانا بدو الرئيس خلفاء الله سبحانه وتعالى bless him and reward him was very fair and just. He entered the masjid and one of the tabi'een was sitting and he looked at him and he told his son who was with him, he looked at him and he said, my son, do you know the people love Umar so much? Not Umar ibn Khattab, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. He said, do you know the people love him? Then the son said, dad, do you know that Allah loves Umar so much? And he took it for granted. He said, how did you know that? You know, we talk to our kids. He said, dad, Allah would not, the people would not love a person unless he's loved by Allah. See how he got the equation? How can he be loved by the people? He cannot be loved by people unless you are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or people fake it. And you can't tell. But if you don't fake it, you can't tell. The faked one is you can't tell. The non-faked one. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it a clear distinction. من سره أن يتمثل الناس له قياما فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yes, brother. Let me have mine. The talking and miss the candy. Jazakallah. How many do I get? How many do I get?
You can get as many as you want, bro.
I have two kids. Jazakallah. My wife. Yeah, you guys don't fool me. That's it. That is love. Distribute chocolate, that is love. We love the brother, mashallah. That's why he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tahadu, tahabu, exchange gifts and love one another. That's one of the things that make you love each other. And trust me, my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to stop at this point. Just to emphasize it a little bit. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tahadu, tahabu, I will guarantee you, guarantee. Anybody that you feel you have a problem with, and have something in your heart, or you feel he has something in his heart, just give him a gift. Sister, give that sister a gift, or brother, give that brother a gift. Just give him a gift. If he doesn't love you or respect you after that, take this hadith and dump it in the trash. Tell him it's a made up hadith. Just do it and see if the person will love you or not. And Rasulullah used to receive gifts from the non-Muslims. And he used to send gifts also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the gift is one of the means that we can bring the love to each other. And that would lead me to the other hadith. كما في صحيح مسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لن تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولن تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا ألا أدلكم عن شيء إن فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام. You see this salam alaykum, alaykum as-salam, salam alaykum, alaykum as-salam is the first step to Jannah. When you say a person come and don't want to say salam to you, subhanAllah, he doesn't want to go to Jannah. He's missing a step to Jannah. If you want to go upstairs, there are steps. You cannot just skip the stairs and go upstairs. How do you go? There's no elevator, no nothing. Would you fly? No, you gotta see the steps. Yeah, you're missing the steps now. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in Sahih Muslim, you will never enter the Jannah. Jazakallahu khair, my brother. May Allah reward you. Did you all tell him you love him? Huh? Or you just took that shaklan? One time a man passed by in Sahih Muslim and reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi. He was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, ya Rasulullah, Allah, ya Rasulullah, I love that person. He said, did you tell him? He said, no. He said, go and tell him that you love him. Go and tell him you love him for the sake of Allah. Do it, that's the sunnah. You love a brother for the sake of Allah, tell him you love him. That can change a lot. The brother with the chocolate, tell him you love him. You don't love the chocolate, but you love the brother. Yeah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And that's a good thing. Allah, it's a good thing. Find somebody comes, has everything, has something for everybody. That's all that happens with Muslims. He brings something for everybody. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah. Anybody wants some more? He said no. That's fine. you don't want it? That's fine. I love you more than all of them. That's why. What was I talking about? Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, the salam, you take it for granted. And I will talk about the salam. The salam that you take for granted, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will never enter the Jannah until you are true believers. And you will never reach the level of true believers until you love one another. Oh, how do I love one another? He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I tell you about one thing? If you do it, you love one another. Afshu salam. Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam. When you see a person not performing salam, first of all, this is one of the signs of the end of the time. Adi min alamat as-sa'ah. Second thing, this is a person who doesn't care about Jannah. Or he's ignorant and he's missing a good ni'mah. You might have to advise him or give him the reminder. Yarhamukallah. You have to remind him and you have to advise him. Why? It is from the signs of the end of the time. كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام حديث عبد الله بن مسعود كما عند الإمام الدارمي بسند صحيح. ماذا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ لا تقوم الساعة حتى يمر الرجل بالمسجد وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. حتى يمر الرجل بالمسجد لا يركع لله ركعتين ولا يسلم إلا على من يعلم. علامات الساعة. Rasulullah sallam said, among the signs of the end of the time will not come until you would see. A person would cross the masjid, would not bother offer the two rak'ah, tahiyyat al-masjid. And he would not say salam except to those that he knows. I'm from Morocco, Moroccan brother. Pakistani, salam to Pakistani. Somali, salam to Somali. That's it. And Allah is my witness, I've seen it countless times. In our masajid, even today as we speak, some brothers don't say salam to other brothers. You don't have to be upset about it. Feel bad for, sorry for that brother. He's missing one of the steps to Jannah. So important that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it to us very well as in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Hadith Abu Hurairah, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show you how important is the salam. Qala alayhi salatu wa salam, liyusallim al-raqib ala al-mashi, wal-mashi ala al-qa'id al-jalis, waliyusallim al-kathir, al-qalil ala al-kathir. Wa fi ziyada عند al-imam al-Bukhari, waliyusallim al-saghir ala al-kabir. Show you how important Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us with this clear detail. He said, as in Bukhari Muslim, let the one who is riding, riding a horse, riding a car, say salam to the one who is walking. Look how beautiful it is. Let the one who is walking say salam to the one who is sitting down. Let the small group say salam to the large group. Imagine three of us sitting here. Three of us and a huge, another group of brothers, about 20, 25 coming. We don't say, oh, we were here. They're the ones to tell us salam. No, we tell them salam. As the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the small group say salam to the large group. And let the young one say salam to the elder one. This last one is in Bukhari only. Imagine how important salam. وكما عند الإمام الترمذي بسند صحيح ماذا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من حديث أنس بن مالك قال يا غلام إذا دخلت بيتك فسلم تكن بركة عليك وعلى أهل بيتك. Like how much ni'mah we are missing. We love each other, increase our iman, we go to Jannah. In this dunya, Rasulullah sallam told Anas ibn Malik, when you come home, always make sure you say salam. For that salam will become a barakah on you and on your family. Imagine your father, you go home, you don't say salam. You're missing all this barakah on your family. Your kids don't know how to say salam. Your wife doesn't come, doesn't say salam. Nothing. Say salam, you bring in barakah to your home. That's easy, that's simple. And it's a barakah on you first. And it's a barakah on your family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives you many qualities. You are the winner, as I said, beyond what you can think and imagine. One of the, we've mentioned a few things that you would win, and one of the things you would win, which is a very, very, very high thing, you, since we are not prophets, we're not messengers, there is no way in the world left for us that there is a chance, a slight chance, that one day we become a prophet and messenger. So that's a done deal. It's finished. But still one high level that always mentioned in Quran, as the prophets and messengers are mentioned, this level is also mentioned. Was the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chosen people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chosen are the prophets and messengers, and also the awliya. They have no fear, no worries to be on them. That's it. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will never be saddened by anything. There is nothing that they should fear about themselves. Period. Total peace. Total law from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Total protection. Total reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you how He would subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with the people. When you reach this level, now you are with the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? مَنْ أَذَى لِي وَلِيًّا أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whomsoever harms any of my awliya, I launch a war against him. Imagine when you have this level. Why? Because you have achieved it through the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves you that much. You raise yourself to the level of the awliya. Once you reach that level, there is nothing to be feared about you in dunya and the akhirah. There is nothing you would fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear for us. As in Sahih Muslim, He gave us a choice, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala alayhi salatu wa salam, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أنا عند ظن عبدي بي فليظن بي عبدي ما شاء. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, I am at the thinking of my servant of me. Let my servant think of me whatever he wants. So if you love Allah سبحانه وتعالى, what do you think of Allah سبحانه وتعالى? If you don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Jabir radiallahu anhu qala sami'tu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qabla wafatihi bi thalath layalin yaqulu alayhi salatu wa salam la yamutanna ahadukum illa wa huwa yahsinu dhanna billah. He said before Rasulullah died, 3 nights before he died, I've heard him saying, let no one of you die unless he has a good thinking opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if Allah loves you and you see how much Allah loves you, you'll be showered by His mercy and His rahmah. And the proof for that, see when the rahmah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have for you, you will never be punished. You will never see the adab. Even those who commit sin deserve punishment. Allah will deal with them because they have this love for Allah differently. All of you know this hadith, reported by Imam Muslim and Ibn Majah, hadith al-Qudsi. The man who says to his kids, what kind of father I was to you? They said, the best father ever we can hope for. And he said, okay, if it is the situation, I don't recall myself doing anything that Allah loves. Look at the quality. He doesn't think that he done something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So he told his kids, when I die, burn my body and take the ashes and wait for a very stormy day and scatter half of it. Let the wind blow it everywhere. And take the other half and dump it in the ocean. فَلَئِنْ قَدَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bring me back. So he doubted the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you say it today, you're out of Islam. But this man, look at what saves him. This is a major serious sin. If Allah is able to bring me back, He will punish me a punishment He never punished anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the wind to bring whatever it has in it. Look at the power of Allah. Commanded the ocean to collect whatever in it. Kun fayakun. And here he is standing before Allah. Ma hamalaka ala ma fa'al. What makes you think and do what you've done? Qala khawfuka ya Rabbal Alam. He fears Allah. Now you be saying, what's fear got to do with law? Yes, that's the question, right? Ma dakhlu al-hub wal khawf. خوف الله عز وجل إذا خفنا منه فررنا إليه وهذا خوفك من المحبوب تفر إليه وإذا خفنا غير الله عز وجل فررنا منه الخوف من الله فرار إليه والخوف من غير الله فرار منه When you fear Allah, you run to Him لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليه When you fear Allah, you go to Allah You seek protection You seek refuge in Allah سبحانه وتعالى That only can be done from those who really truly love Him And you fear something else like fire or a lion or an alligator, do you run to them? You run from them. As the difference of the fear that we have to Allah and the fear we have to other than Allah. If you fear Allah, you run to Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Fear, run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you fear anything else, you will run away from it. إن الله سبحانه وتعالى حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما كما في البخاري ومسلم قال يدنى بالعبد ربه من يوم القيامة حتى يضع كنفه عليه فيقره الله سبحانه وتعالى بذنوبه إن الله loves you he deal with you differently أتذكر ذنب كذا أجل يا رب أتذكر ذنب كذا نعم يا رب أتنكر ذنب كذا لا يا رب فلما يقره بذنوبه ماذا يقول الحق سبحانه وتعالى سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأنا اليوم أغفرها لك هل تفضح من تحب لا هل تتكرم تتجود على من تبغض وتكره لا على من تحب Umar said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the servant so close to him ever. The closest he can ever get to Allah. Closest. In the day of the judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask his servant, do you recall this sin? Yes. You remember this sin? Yes, ya Allah. Do you deny this sin? No, ya Allah. And you know what Allah would tell him? I have concealed it for you in dunya. And today I'll forgive it for you. Somebody you love, you always don't want to expose in front of the people. You don't want to embarrass them. If you love me and you know I'm doing something wrong, you don't tell the people about it. Why? Because you love me. You love me, you don't want to tell the people, oh, I've seen them doing this. But when you hate me, that's the first thing you do. As a matter of fact, you're looking for something like that so you can spread it about me. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينُ حِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ بِالَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا Those who love to see the fahisha spread about the believers, they will have their punishment in dunya and akhirah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, you are safe. You will not be exposed. When would you not be exposed because Allah loves you? And when? Where in the day of judgment? And when? What time you would not? يوم تعرضون على الله لا تخفى منكم خافية لا يخفى على الله منكم شيء. The day when will be brought forth before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is hidden from Allah. The day when tubla sarair, the sarair, the hidden secrets are all exposed. Everything is exposed. Now we are sent before Allah. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceal your sins and you get rewarded because of that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. And again, this topic is very, alhamdulillah, wide, very deep and good. Alhamdulillah, is one of the part of our aqeedah. The love, الحب في الله, love for the sake of Allah. والبغض في الله, you may hate something or hate somebody for your love to Allah. And you should hate whatever is displeasing to Allah. And that's one of the signs and indication, as I mentioned, that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah loves you. I know the brothers, they wanted to do this setup for the coming lecture. We only have about 15 minutes. If you have any questions, inshallah, if not, I'd like to allow them space so they can sit there. There will be a projector or a PowerPoint presentation. So they can, inshallah. And we can continue with this topic, inshallah, and another time. This is, for me, just mentioned a few things here and there. Other than that, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, it's a very, very broad, very long topic. And our ulama, they have provided us with whatever we need. All we have to do is just go there, gear it, and put it into practice. And you can read the books that have been written concerning this matter. The love of Allah. Even the one time I pay you, I wanted to bargain, I wanted to save some money from it. Nobody pay you twice. Oh, okay, he did the job, he charged me 50, here is 50. Guess what? Here is another 50. No way. Give you another tip, another $3, $2, that's it. Allah reward you in the dunya. Look, subhanAllah, as a human being. If I even give you, if you do something for $100, I give you $100, and I want to take good care of tips, I give you another 20. That's a big tip. Imagine if I'm so generous and I like your work, the best ever I can do that the person would not believe their eyes is to give you double what you charge me. You charge me 100, I'll give you 100. Have you ever heard of somebody who was charged 100 and they give you 5,000? I never heard. If you want to give me 1,000, we would not have set the negotiation at 100 to begin with. You tell me, go for it. That's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do a little bit, you deserve whatever. Imagine when Allah gives you something in the akhirah. Can it be anything compared to anything in the dunya? Nothing compared to it. Beyond imagination. That's the reward He gets for you for akhirah. Limitless. As nothing like it. He's the only one who pays and rewards that way. More than what you deserve. More even what you were promised. Allah give you what He promises you, but He give it to you in a way, in a fashion, that it is beyond our imagination. And you are the winner, as I said, in dunya and akhirah. In the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يجعل لك ودا. Allah make you loved. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be loved by Allah. If you are loved by Allah, you will be loved by His servant. That will last lead us to the hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Sahih Muslim. When he said alayhi salatu wa sallam, إذا حب الله عبدا نادى جبريل قال يا جبريل إني أحب فلان فأحبه فيحبه جبريل وينادي في أهل السماء إن الله يحب فلان وإني أحب فلان فأحبه أهل السماء من الملائكة ومن النبيين والمرسلين كما تبين لنا من حديث الإسراء والمعراج للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ويجعل له, وفي رواية ويضع له الله القبول في الأرض. Imagine when Allah loves a person. He calls Jibreel in person. And Jibreel will have no say-so. Huh? the angels, what's their quality? يفعلون ما يؤمرون. They do whatever they are commanded to do. They will never disobey Allah. Imagine Jibreel will have no choice but to love you. And he is doing it out of ibadah. He loves you because he loves Allah. And when he loves you, he knows that Allah is pleased with him. Imagine Jibreel perform this ibadah and he's enjoying it by loving you. Because Allah tells him to love so-and-so. So he wants to please Allah. He loves you. And because he loves Allah, he loves you. Then Jibreel will call all those in heaven. Who are in the heavens? Angels. Besides angels, in Isra' and Mi'raj, we learn Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met with all these prophets and messengers. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves you, Jibreel loves you. Then he called upon those people in heaven. Allah loves so and so, and I do love him, so love you. He'll be loved by all the prophets and messengers and angels. Imagine this quality, how do you earn it? This is why if Allah loves you, if he gets to earn the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And at the end of the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that Allah said he will grant you acceptance, qabul, in earth. There are people you meet the first time and you think you know them for 100 years. Like you guys when you saw me the first time. You thought, mashallah, you know me for so many years. Right? Alhamdulillah. There are people, there are individuals, when you meet for the first time, you don't want to be with them in the same place for 1 second. You cannot help it. Fully rejected, because the other side of the hadith, the other half of the hadith, if Allah dislikes a person, he calls Jibreel, and Jibreel calls the people in heaven, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him rejection on earth. He's rejected, she's rejected, one of the two. The person you meet, subhanAllah, you know them for 50 years. You get with them, they are very friendly. That's it. You get together, you get along fast. There are some individuals, a'udhu billah. It happens. All of us maybe have experienced it. You just don't want to be around them. It's not you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just like that's the way it is. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الأرواح جنود مجندة ما تعارف منها اختلف وما تنافر منها اختلف. You cannot help it. It's not up to you. You don't know me. This is the first time I meet you. And you already don't want to have nothing to do with me. It's not up to you. Rasulullah Sallam said, the arwah, the souls, are like junud, like military soldiers. Like soldiers. The soldiers, what they do? When they face each other, it's getting ready for the war, right? But if they see eye to eye, you find them getting together and training together and sharing knowledge together and being together and becoming one army. So he said, like army soldiers, if they see eye to eye, they get closer and tighter. Now, two group of armies, when they get together, they will fight together. They will face the enemy together. They will be together. Too tight, too close. وَمَا تَنَافَرَ مِنْ اَخْتَلَفَ. And those who do not see eye to eye, they will fall further apart and they will get more friction between them. And it's amazing, subhanAllah al-Azim, one time they show this picture. I've never seen it in my life. It's still vivid in my memory, the borders between India and Pakistan. Have you seen it? When they have those border army facing the other, and there's about like 3 feet between them, and how do you look at each other? The whole day till the shift is over. I will never forget it. They look at each other and it's like it's about to fall on him. It's about to jump on him. The other one is the same way, Indian. Like this, literally. And imagine you have like 20 of them and 20 on the other side, and looking at each other. They're not seeing eye to eye. Otherwise, they'll be drinking tea together or doing something together. But, subhanAllah, I'll never forget it. I've seen it and it's just so horrible that it becomes funny. I hope I can find it. Google it and find it. I'll never forget it. And when they change the shift, they do it in a way to show power. I mean, they hit those shoes on the ground and you know, that noise and how they change the weapon and how they take it and load it. Show you how it's loaded. Go. I mean, it just, wallahi, I cannot find any beautiful picture than that one to explain to us the hadith of Rasulullah. It's the perfect picture ever seen. And I've seen one time with some problems in some countries and borders and the military. They felt like, hey, I have no business with this. They were playing soccer together. when the two leaders of the country wanted to send them there to fight. They were playing soccer together, having fun. They said, man, we got nothing to do with it. They were playing soccer. It's two beautiful pictures that shows you exactly how it is. If it goes this way, it's that way. It goes this way, that way. And I don't remember, I'm still young, I've read in one of the books, it was one of the battles in the old time. Then like the time of Rasulullah, you know how they start. The dual fight, just Mubaraza, one-to-one, two-two, three-three, before the clash. And they start with one-one, and these two, before they start, they just look at each other and they start laughing. The guy, what you laughing? I say, why are you laughing? I say, man, I just thought about it before I came here. I was like, what this guy, man, what am I going to kill him for? What did he do to me? It just don't make no sense. And they said, the other one said, well, I thought about it too, and I was laughing. It's like, what am I stupid? Sometimes come here and get killed and go home. Don't get to go home. But they start laughing, and they sit together and they start talking about other people are waiting. Then you know what? He tell them, you know what? Forget about it, man. Go back where you belong. I'm going back. And he went back and sat down and said, okay, our duel is over. We're supposed to go face each other. We face each other. We got it taken care of. Okay, next. The next ones came and they say, what you want those two cooks talking about? and the war never took place. Yeah, everybody's talking about, what those two talking about? Man, can you believe that? It's funny. And they start talking. Then at the end, everybody starts talking, what's going on, what happened? Do you know him? Is he your cousin? No, is he your auntie? That's it. And the war never takes place. And that explains to you the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something we cannot, and this is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go to an environment, you find yourself accepted, you find yourself loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the people, you know that you are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahadu tabi'in, la adkur isma, yani ghaba anni ism, kana ma'ahu ibnun lahu, wa dakhala Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yishmalahu bi rahmatihi, wa yarda anhu rida'an kamilan ya Rabb. دخل المسجد فقال له قال الأب لابنه قال يا بني كل الناس يحبون عمر ابن عبد العزيز فقال الابن يا أبتي إن الله يحب عمر فقال وكيف عرفت ذاك يا ابني قال إن الناس لا يحبون إلا ما أحبه الله سبحان الله عمر بن عبد العزيز وأنا بدو الريش خلفاء Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him and rewarded him. He was very fair and just. He entered the masjid and one of the tabi'een was sitting and he looked at him and he told his son who was with him. He looked at him and he said, my son, do you know the people love Umar so much? Not Umar ibn Khattab, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. He said, do you know the people love him? Then the son said, dad, do you know that Allah loves Umar so much? And he took it for granted. He said, how did you know that? You know, we talked to our kids. He said, dad, Allah would not, the people would not love a person unless he is loved by Allah. See how he got the equation? How can he be loved by the people? He cannot be loved by people unless you are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or people fake it. And you can't tell. But if you don't fake it, you can't tell. The faked one is you can't tell. The non-faked one. Like Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم made it a clear distinction. من سره أن يتمثل الناس له قياما فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. من Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yes, brother. Let me have mine. The talking and miss the candy. Jazakallah. How many do I get?
How many do I get? You can get as many as you want, bro.
I have two kids. Jazakallah. My wife. Yeah, you guys don't fool me. That's it. That is love. Distribute chocolate, that is love. We love the brother, mashallah. That's why he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tahadu, tahabu, exchange gifts and love one another. That's one of the things that make you love each other. And trust me, my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to stop at this point. Just to emphasize it a little bit. When Rasulullah said, tahadu, tahabu, I will guarantee you. Guarantee. Anybody that you feel you have a problem with, and have something in your heart, or you feel he has something in his heart, just give him a gift. Sister, give that sister a gift, or brother, give that brother a gift. Just give him a gift. If he doesn't love you or respect you after that, take this hadith and dump it in the trash. Tell them it's a made up hadith. Just do it and see if the person will love you or not. And Rasulullah used to receive gifts from the non-Muslim. And he used to send gifts also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the gift is one of the means that we can bring the love to each other. And that would lead me to the other hadith. كما في صحيح مسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لن تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولن تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا ألا أدلكم عن شيء إن فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام. You see this السلام عليكم عليكم السلام سلام عليكم عليكم السلام is the first step to Jannah. When you say a person come and don't want to say salam to you, subhanAllah, he doesn't want to go to Jannah. He's missing a step to Jannah. If you want to go upstairs, there are steps. You cannot just skip the stairs and go upstairs. How do you go? There's no elevator, no nothing. Would you fly? No, you gotta see the steps. Yeah, you're missing the steps now. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in Sahih Muslim, you will never enter the Jannah. Jazakallahu khair, my brother. May Allah reward you. Did you all tell him you love him? Huh? Or you just took that shaklan? One time a man passed by in Sahih Muslim and reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi. He was sitting with Rasulullah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Wallahi Ya Rasulullah, I love that person. He said, did you tell him? He said, no. He said, go and tell him that you love him. Go and tell him you love him for the sake of Allah. Do it, that's the sunnah. You love a brother for the sake of Allah, tell him you love him. That can't change a lot. The brother with the shaklan, tell him you love him. You don't love the chocolate, but you love the brother. Yeah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And that's a good thing. Wallahi, it's a good thing. Find somebody comes, has everything, has something for everybody. That's all that happens with Muslims. He brings something for everybody. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah. Anybody wants some more? He said no. That's fine. You don't want it? I love you more than all of them. That's why. What was I talking about? Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, the salam, you take it for granted. And I will talk about the salam. The salam that you take for granted, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will never enter the Jannah until you are true believers. And you will never reach the level of true believer until you love one another. Oh, how do I love one another? He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I tell you about one thing? If you do it, you love one another. Afshu salam. Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam. When you see a person not performing salam, first of all, this is one of the signs of the end of the time. Adi min alamat as-sa'ah. Second thing, this is a person who doesn't care about Jannah. Or he's ignorant and he's missing a good ni'mah. You might have to advise him and give him the reminder. Yarhamukallah. You have to remind him and you have to advise him. Why? It is from the signs of the end of the time. كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام حديث عبد الله بن مسعود كما عند الإمام الدارمي بسند صحيح. ماذا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ لا تقوم الساعة حتى يمر الرجل بالمسجد وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. حتى يمر الرجل بالمسجد لا يركع لله ركعتين ولا يسلم إلا على من يعلم. علامات الساعة. Rasulullah sallam said, among the signs of the end of the time would not come until you would see. A person would cross the masjid, would not bother offer the turaqah, tahiyyat al-masjid. And he would not say salam except to those that he knows. I'm from Morocco, Moroccan brother. Pakistani, salam to Pakistani. Somali, salam to Somali. That's it. And Allah is my witness, I've seen it countless times. In our masajid, even today as we speak, some brothers don't say salam to other brothers. You don't have to be upset about it. Feel bad for, sorry for that brother. He's missing one of the steps to Jannah. so important that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم explained it to us very well as in Sahih al-Bukhari al-Muslim. Hadith Abu Huraira, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, to show you how important is this salam, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ليسلم الراكب على الماشي والماشي على القاعد الجالس وليسلم الكثير القليل على الكثير وفي زيادة عند الإمام البخاري وليسلم الصغير على الكبير. Show you how important Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us with the clear detail. He said, as in Bukhari Muslim, let the one who is riding a horse, riding a car, say salam to the one who is walking. Look how beautiful it is. Let the one who is walking say salam to the one who is sitting down. Let the small group say salam to the large group. Imagine three of us sitting here. Three of us and a huge, another group of brothers, about 20, 25 coming. We don't say, oh, we were here. They're the ones tell us salam. No, we tell them salam. As the sunnah of Rasulullah. Let the small group say salam to the large group. And let the young one say salam to the elder one. This last one is in Bukhari only. Imagine how important salam. كما عند الإمام الترمذي بسند صحيح ماذا قال عيسى الصلاة من حديث أنس بن مالك قال يا غلام إذا دخلت بيتك فسلم تكن بركة عليك وعلى أهل بيتك. Like how much نعمة we are missing. We love each other, increase our iman, we go to Jannah. In this dunya, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told Anas bin Malik, when you come home, always make sure you say salam. For that salam will become a barakah on you and on your family. Imagine you're a father, you go home, you don't say salam. You're missing all this barakah on your family. Your kids don't know how to say salam. Your wife doesn't come, doesn't say salam. Nothing. Say salam, you bring in barakah to your home. That easy, that simple. And it's a barakah on you first. Then it's a barakah on your family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives you many qualities. You are the winner, as I said, beyond what you can think and imagine. One of the things you would win, which is a very, very, very high thing. You, since we are not prophets, we are not messengers, there is no way in the world left for us that there is a chance, slight chance, that one day we become a prophet and messenger. So that's a done deal. It's finished. But still one high level that always mentioned in Quran. As the prophets and messengers are mentioned, this level is also mentioned. Was the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is chosen people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The chosen are the prophets and messengers, and also the awliya. They have no fear, no worries to be on them. That's it. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will never be saddened by anything. There is nothing that they should fear about themselves. Period. Total peace. Total law from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Total protection. Total reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you how He would subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with the people. When you reach this level, now you are with the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? مَنْ أَذَى لِي وَلِيًّا أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whomsoever harms any of my awliya, I launch a war against him. Imagine when you have this level. Why? Because you have achieved the true, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves you that much. You raise yourself to the level of the awliya. Once you reach that level, there is nothing to be feared about you in dunya and the akhirah. There is nothing you would fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear for us. As in Sahih Muslim, He gave us a choice, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى, أنا عند ظن عبدي بي فليظن بي عبدي ما شاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am at the thinking of my servant of me. Let my servant think of me whatever he wants. So if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Jabir radiallahu anhu qala, sami'tu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qabla wafatihi bi thalath layalin yaqulu alayhi as-salatu was-salam la yamutanna ahadukum illa wa huwa yahsinu adh-dhanna billah. He said, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, 3 nights before he died, I've heard him saying, let no one of you die unless he has a good thinking opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Why? Because if Allah loves you and you see how much Allah loves you, you'll be showered by His mercy and His rahmah. And the proof for that, see when the rahmah and the love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have for you, you will never be punished. You will never see the adab. Even those who commit sin deserve punishment. Allah will deal with them because they have this love for Allah. Allah deal with them differently. All of you know this hadith, reported by Imam Muslim and Ibn Majah, Hadith al-Qudsi. The man who says to his kids, "What kind of father I was to you?" He said, "The best father ever we can hope for." And he said, "Okay, if it is the situation, I don't recall myself doing anything that Allah loves." Look at the quality. He doesn't think that he done something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So he told his kids, "When I die, burn my body and take the ashes and wait for a very stormy day and scatter half of it. Let the wind blow it everywhere. And take the other half and dump it in the ocean. فَلَئِنْ قَدَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bring me back. So he doubted the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you say it today, you're out of Islam. But this man, look at what saves him. This is a major serious sin. If Allah is able to bring me back, He will punish me a punishment He never punished anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the wind to bring whatever it has in it. Look at the power of Allah. Commanded the ocean to collect whatever in it. Kun fayakun. And here he's standing before Allah. Ma hamalaka ala ma fa'al. What makes you think and do what you've done? Qala khawfuka ya Rabbal Alamin. He fears Allah. Now you be saying, what's fear got to do with law? Yes, that's the question, right? ما دخل الحب والخوف. خوف الله عز وجل إذا خفنا منه فررنا إليه وهذا خوفك من المحبوب تفر إليه وإذا خفنا غير الله عز وجل فررنا منه الخوف من الله فرار إليه والخوف من غير الله فرار منه When you fear Allah, you run to Him لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليه When you fear Allah, you go to Allah You seek protection You seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala That only can be done from those who really truly love Him And you fear something else like fire or a lion or an alligator Do you run to them? You run from them As the difference of the fear that we have to Allah and the fear we have to other than Allah If you fear Allah, you run to Allah فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Fear, run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you fear anything else, you will run away from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hadith Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, ma kama fi al-Bukhari wa Muslim, qala yudna bil-abdi rabbihi min yawm al-qiyamah hatta yada'u kanafahu alayhi. فَيُقِرُّهُ اللَّهُ subhanahu wa ta'ala بِذُنُوبِهِ And Allah loves you, He deals with you differently. أتذكر ذنب كذا أجل يا رب أتذكر ذنب كذا نعم يا رب أتنكر ذنب كذا لا يا رب فلما يقره بذنوبه ماذا يقول الحق سبحانه وتعالى سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأنا اليوم أغفرها لك هل تفضح من تحب لا هل تتكرم تتجود على من تبغض وتكره لا على من تحب Umar said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the servant so close to him ever. The closest he can ever get to Allah. Closest. In the day of the judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask his servant, Do you recall this sin? Yes. You remember this sin? Yes, ya. Do you deny this sin? No, ya. You know what Allah would tell him? I have concealed it for you in dunya. And today I'll forgive it for you. Somebody you love, you always don't want to expose in front of the people. You don't want to embarrass them. If you love me and you know I'm doing something wrong, you don't tell the people about it. Why? Because you love me. You love me, you don't want to tell the people, oh, I've seen them doing this. But when you hate me, that's the first time you do. As a matter of fact, you're looking for something like that so you can spread it about me. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينُ حِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ بِالَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا Those who love to see the fahisha spread about the believers, they will have their punishment in dunya and akhira. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, you are safe. You will not be exposed.
When would you not be exposed because Allah loves you? And when? Where in the day of judgment? And when? What time you would not? يَوْمَ تُعْرَضُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْكُمْ شَيْءٌ. The day when will be brought forth before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is hidden from Allah. The day when tubla sara'ir, the sara'ir, the hidden secrets are all exposed. Everything is exposed. Now we are sent before Allah, nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can seal your sins and you get rewarded because of that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. And again, this topic is very, alhamdulillah, wide, very deep and good, alhamdulillah, is one of the parts of our aqeedah. The love, al-hubbu fillah, love for the sake of Allah. Wal-bughdu fillah, you may hate something or hate somebody for your love to Allah. And you should hate whatever is displeasing to Allah. And that's one of the signs and indication, as I mentioned, that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah loves you. I know the brothers, they wanted to do this salam for the coming lecture. We only have about 15 minutes. If you have any question, inshallah, if not, I'd like to allow them space so they can sit there. I think there will be a projector or a PowerPoint presentation. So they can, inshallah. And we can continue with this topic, inshallah, and another time. This is, for me, just mentioned a few things here and there. Other than that, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, it's a very, very broad, very long topic. And our ulama, they have provided us with whatever we need. All we have to do is just go there, get it, and put it into practice. And you can read the books that have been written concerning this matter. The love of Allah.